everyone, welcome to Morning English. This is January.
Hello everybody, this is Nora. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。
在节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖了。这些英文原版书都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。赶紧去微信号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Jane, what kind of shows do you like to watch?
Well, recently I've been binge-watching a Netflix period drama called Bridgerton. 最近呢，我就在狂追网飞的年代剧，叫做《布里奇顿》。
哎，刚刚你说到年代剧的时候，用到一个单词就是 period drama, 对吧？
对。
那 period 其实指的就是年代的意思，所以这个连起来就变成了我们的这个年代剧，或者叫做古装剧了。
Yeah, we can also call it a historical drama.
So the show is called Bridgerton, right?
Yeah.
I think I read the news about it. Is it the most watched series on Netflix ever?
Yes, yes. With a viewership of 82 million households, it is officially the most watched Netflix original series in this company's history. 那这部剧呢，现在就是 Netflix 史上观看量最高的剧。
So I think I should really give it a try.
Definitely. I think you're going to enjoy it a lot. Anyway, enough of Bridgerton. Is there any film or show that you enjoy watching recently?
其实我最近看了一部国产电影，叫做《地久天长》。
What's this film about?
Well, the film tells the story of two families over about 30 years. It portrays the journey of two families with flashbacks explaining the course of their lives. 这个影片呢，讲述的是两个家庭因为一次意外，他们相隔30年后再度聚首的故事。
Sounds interesting. So why do you like this film so much?
Well, the amazing storyline, of course. I was just hooked.
Storyline 就是故事线的意思，也就是剧情，也可以叫做 plot。那看来这部电影的剧情啊是非常吸引人的。
Yeah, it's so good. I really loved the leading actress Yong Mei's acting performance. 我也特别喜欢女主角Yong Mei在影片中的演技。
Yong Mei, I don't think I've heard this name before.
你可能确实没有听说过她，因为她的名气并没有那种大红大紫啊。但是她其实是一名非常了不起的演员。
Why is that?
Well, Yong Mei was awarded the Silver Bear for Best Actress at the 69th Berlin International Film Festival. 那么在2019年呢，她凭借这个电影《地久天长》就获得了第69届柏林国际电影节的最佳女演员奖。
Wow, that's so impressive.
对，她可是中国内地首位柏林影后。She was the first actress from mainland China to win the award.
So in today's podcast, let's talk about the amazing Chinese actress Yong Mei.
我们的内容呢都整理成了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
咏梅，我觉得这个名字听起来真的很有诗意呢。
Yeah, but this is not her original name. Since she's from China's Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region, her original name is 桑吉德玛。
Mongolia 就是蒙古的意思，前面加上 Inner Mongolia 就是内蒙古。So this is where she's from.
Yeah, and her Mongolian name means fairy.
Fairy 就是仙女的意思，这就是她蒙语名字的含义。
Yeah, so this has given rise to her nickname, Sister Fairy. 所以很多粉丝呢就亲切地叫她仙姐儿。
I see, that makes sense. Since she's from Mongolia, I guess her disposition must be very outgoing and warm.
Disposition 这个单词呢指的就是性情、性格的意思，就等于我们说的personality. 其实第一印象我们谈到蒙古人的时候，可能就会觉得他们会比较性格的开朗，但是从小咏梅的性格啊，她是比较内敛不外向的。
Actually, she was quite inarticulate when she was little. Articulate 这个单词呢就是清晰的意思，在前面加上否定词缀 inarticulate, 就是表示不善言辞，不善于表达的。
对，那个时候有很多她身边的人就笑话她说，我们蒙古人没有你这样的。
Wow, that sounds really harsh.
Yeah, and that's why growing up, she lacked confidence and had very low self-esteem.
Self-esteem 这个单词呢，就是表示自尊心的意思。那么 low self-esteem 表示自尊低，或者说比较自卑。
Yeah, but her father taught her self-reliance and self-improvement. 但是她的父亲啊，就教她要自立自强。
And what happened after?
Well, unfortunately, her parents separated.And she was sent to her relative's home by her mother, and she felt all alone. 之后他的父母分开了，然后他就被妈妈送到了亲戚家寄养，这让他就感觉到非常的孤独。
I see, it's so sad that she had to go through all of this at such a young age.
这么小就要经历这些，我觉得真的是太不容易了。但是他最后能成为影后，是因为奋发图强考上了电影学院吗？
Actually no, she studied business administration at the University of International Business and Economics in Beijing. 他其实之前大学的时候呀，学的是企业管理。Business administration.
Oh, so she is not a 科班出身. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and after graduation from university, she initially worked in foreign trade.
因为她当时对未来的打算嘛，就是朝九晚五的稳定的工作，所以呢，她成为了一名外贸公司的公司职员。
那么 trade 这个单词就是贸易嘛，所以 foreign trade 就可以指外贸了。
So, I'm curious though, how did she get into the film industry?
Well, after the foreign trade conflict,She later worked in the studio of the influential TV hostess. On his recommendation, she starred in the TV drama The Man Who Hears the Clouds and began her acting career.
I see, 所以就是通过业内的主持人推荐进了剧组，开始了她的演艺事业。
对，虽然她并非是科班出身，但是悟性也特别的高。哪怕只是小角色，演绎的也是非常的出色的。
But the thing is that, although she starred in many shows,And she performed well. She hardly got recognized.
Recognize 这个单词呢，有识别认出的意思，在这里是表示认可。哎，为什么她演得这么好，还是不被认可呢？
Because she always played the supporting roles.
I see. Support 这个单词呢，我们知道是支持、支援的意思。Supporting role 就是指的配角，所以一直以来她都是演的配角。
Yeah. Eventually, she had her breakout role in the 2004 TV drama A Chinese Style Divorce, which made her widely popular.
直到她出演了《中国式离婚》这一部剧，才真正被人认识。哎，那刚刚 Nora 就提到一个单词 breakout。它本意呢有爆发突围的意思，在这里是指的突然的巨大的成功，或者说走红了。
What I don't understand though is that if she had such amazing acting skills, why couldn't she get any leading roles?
Well, she didn't accept many major roles for lack of a suitable script that made her stand for quality.
因为她的剧本的质量要求是非常的高的，所以有很多的剧本呢其实找她做主演，但是呢她都拒绝了。I see, 所以感觉他一直都是保留了自己演员的初心，非常认真地对待这件事情。
没错，所以直到《地久天长》这部电影呢，他才真正的成为了主演。
And she won the Silver Bear for Best Actress with her first leading role.
她第一次当主演就成了柏林电影节的影后。
Yeah, hard work pays off. 感觉最后努力都是不会白费的。但是呢，即使从配角到了影后，她也依旧像之前那样不争不抢，非常的淡定从容。
那今天的节目呢，我们就先聊到这里啦。最后再告诉大家一个好消息，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课免费开放给大家，同时还有一个专属学习社群，创始人 Alan 老师在群里带着大家一起来学习7天。这个活动啊，真的特别适合想要提高英语水平的同学们，限量名额200个，想要报名免费体验的，赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。
That's all for today's podcast. This is Nora. Thanks for listening.
This is Jen. See you next time.
Bye. Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。